This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, it is a Medal of Honor Monday, of course. That's coming up an hour from now. We are going to discuss this CR, the spending bill that's sailing through Congress right now. Blocking and tackling. We're going to discuss, quote, the white male population being reduced in the military. There's an actual story out about that. Them seizing the means of legitimacy. That'll be a central theme on tonight's show. All that, we're going to talk about assassinations. We're going to talk about how your beating heart can become your mind if you're not careful. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here. And just to give the game away a little bit, you should know that this is going to lead to the Congress passing another continuing resolution, right? So this weekend, I had the Big Tucker thing last week, and then Friday was an early night because Saturday we had cross-country tournament all day, and then there was a party that night, a neighborhood party, birthday party we had to go to. Long story short, by Sunday, Jesse was burnt out with people. Jesse was peopled out. And so I got to do my thing. In the afternoon, when everything was done, sit down, documentary time. And I've been bouncing back and forth between Vietnam and World War II recently, but this one was a World War II documentary. It was about a guy, it doesn't matter, I'm not going to go into the details of it, we're not doing history here, but he was a prisoner of war for 3 years. And as I was watching this documentary, I'm sitting there, in my house, it was hot here, but we had the air conditioning on. It was 72 in the house, probably. And I had ordered a pizza, a good pizza. So I'm sitting there, I'm eating my Little Caesars, and I'm watching the documentary, and this guy is describing his life for 3 years. And he had gone on to live a long life by the grace of God, but for 3 years, no bed. There was no bed provided. He was beaten routinely. Routinely starved, disease. He watched friends be shot in front of him. Essentially lived a life of torture and torment for 3 years. And as he's sitting there and he's being interviewed, talking about it and describing what they were going through and things like that, he said something to me that just hit me like a ton of bricks. He said, well, I mean, honestly, the worst thing was the disease. We hated getting beriberi and dysentery all the time. The beatings actually weren't that bad. You learn to deal with those. I'm sorry? What did you say? He said the beatings, they weren't that bad. You just learn to deal with those. Now, I'm sitting here in the air conditioning, eating my little Caesar's pizza, little crazy bread. I'm in my recliner. Ob had bought me a recliner for Father's Day. I'm in my recliner, air conditioning, pizza, crazy bread, and there's this guy describing waking up on the ground in hell and getting beaten every day, and he's talking about how, well, it wasn't the end of the world. He got used to it. And I was blown away by how many people have gone through things that are hell, miserable, awful every day. And as I'm sitting here in total comfort, stuff in my face, air conditioning, it occurred to me, how do you not break? How do you not just, I don't know, just give up on life? And many men did, I should clarify. You just give up on life and you just decide to die and you just die. How does that not happen to everybody? How do you wake up every day in hell and go to sleep every day in hell with the beatings and the malnutrition? How do you live like that? And the truth is, we human beings, for better and for worse, we're going to get to the for worse part in a moment, we are adaptable. We are. If you were to yank me out of my recliner and make me put down my crazy bread and hand me a vicious beating at the hands of two or three guards in that moment, it would be hell. It would be awful. But if you did it to me every single day for 3 years, eventually, it would never be fun, but okay, time for my beating. Let's get it over with. I want to get this done before breakfast. Because we are adaptable. Because God created us to be adaptable so we can make it through our various circumstances, even ones that are extremely bad. Now, that's the good part of you and me being adaptable. We're adaptable. But there is most definitely a bad part to it, a really, really, really bad part to it. And we see that now with what's happening in Congress. Let me ask you something. Be honest with yourself. In the last 24 hours, 48 hours, we'll call it, has politics of any kind, has it crossed your mind? Maybe you were at a sporting event. Maybe you were daydreaming in church. I don't know why you're doing that. Maybe you were... Has politics crossed your mind in the last 24, 48 hours? Okay. It has. I know it has. What were you thinking about? Was it about the presidential race? Was it about Kamala Harris or Donald Trump or this or that? Was it about the presidential race or was it about something different? You see, for most people, me too. I'm pointing fingers at me. For most people, we've grown so accustomed to the horrors visited on us by our government, and we've become so distracted by the bright, shiny lights that we have completely missed, because we're adaptable, we've grown conditioned to missing and dismissing huge things that actually affect our lives in a tangible way. I'm going to tell you something right now. And I know you know this is true, but I'm just going to give it to you. You're mad about inflation, aren't you? You're mad about the fact that life is so expensive now. Even if you're not personally drowning, you understand people who are. Can't afford groceries, can't afford a house, can't afford this, can't afford that. It's really, really bad. You're angry about that. I'm angry about that. So, what entity is most at fault for that? And what entity can do the most to stop it? Congress or the president? Which one? It's Congress, you see. The story in the United States of America right now, well, one of these stories, one of the main stories is the American people watching their standard of living disappear. You're watching your standard of living disappear because the value of your dollar is in free fall. The value of your dollar is in free fall, not because who is the president. Your dollar is in free fall because the United States House of Representatives regularly spends trillions of dollars more than they take in, which leads to more borrowing, more money printing, which means you can't afford eggs more than once every 2 weeks in the grocery store. We sit and we talk all day long about Kamala Harris versus Trump and this campaign ad and Trump's doing this and Dome's doing that. And it's all about November and we got to get Trump and and yes, we got to get Trump and all that stuff is super important. The scandal that should have been on the mouths and minds of all of us, you, me, your normie neighbor, your Democrat friend, the scandal that should have been on all of our minds is not the presidency, not the run for the presidency. Will there be a debate? What do the poll numbers say? The scandal is the United States House of Representatives once again meeting to not have an open debate about the budget, to not vote on a budget at all, to not have an honest accounting in front of the American people about where they're spending your money. Instead, they once again met to vote for a CR. And allow me to remind you that any CR is a scandal in and of itself. A continuing resolution is something that should be reserved for emergency purposes only. We are under death from above. It's nuclear winter. We don't have time to have budget talks. Just passed a CR because it's World War III. That's the only circumstance in which Congress should ever pass a continuing resolution with no debate about where your money is going. But instead, they will meet, they will pass it without end, they won't debate in front of us, they won't have an accounting in front of us, we therefore can't afford eggs, we can't afford the rent, yet every single one of us cares the most about Harris Trump. And as important as Harris Trump is, I'm not dismissive of it. What's happening in Congress, that's what's destroying your life and funding the destruction of your life, no matter who's in the White House. And we will continue to expand on this in just a moment. Now, before we do that, I'm a bit fired up today. I get fired up a lot because of chalk. Because I have testosterone coming out of my ears at this point in time. Because I, every single day, I wake up, I have my breakfast, and with my breakfast, I take my male vitality stack from Chalk every day. Today, it was chorizo, egg, and cheese breakfast tacos, little thing of orange juice, and my male vitality stack from Chalk. Oh, and some blueberries. It's my daily routine. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. You want your mind to go a million miles an hour? You want to feel like $1 million, be fired up, tired of being tired all the time and depressed all the time? CHOQ.com. Get a subscription so you save a bunch of money. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you about 45 minutes from now, we have Medal of Honor Monday. That's always a good time. You can email your questions in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I still have to talk about the death window, although it's not nearly as dark as you think. And speaking of Medal of Honors, I have a little update on that. But anyway, back to what we were discussing. We get so conditioned to horrible things being done to us by our government that now things that should be scandals are no longer scandals, and they no longer have the headlines in our minds. Right now, it's a presidential election year. We're 2 months away from the election. Oh my gosh, who's going to win? Is it Dome? And that really does matter. But you understand that the House of Representatives, they are required to have a budget, create a budget, and pass a budget. Why is that a requirement? The founding fathers of this country understood that the people in Washington, they would take in our money, your money, my money. They would take in that money. And those people had to be held accountable for what they did with our money. Because if they weren't, if they were allowed to just take your money out of your wallet and then run off to Tijuana somewhere and do whatever they wanted to with it, they would do terrible things, because it's human nature to do terrible things with money that is found, with money that is not yours, money you're not expecting. And that's how politicians operate with our money. And the founding fathers understood that. And so they understood, when Congress is coming up with a budget for this country, this should be an open process. In a process they do often, where every politician, Democrat, Republican, or otherwise, has to stand up in front of you and give an accounting of what they are doing with your money. While you are going broke, while your standard of living is going down, they owe you an explanation. You are owed a budget, a legitimate budget, by the House of Representatives of this country. Instead, they pass CR after CR after CR, and we have gotten so conditioned to this abuse, we will now sit and spend, that was hard to get that out the first time, Chris, we will now sit and spend a ridiculous amount of time arguing about what little thing we want to attach to the CR to make the CR slightly more palatable than it would have been otherwise, when instead the true scandal is that there's a CR at all. And I'm talking about things like the SAVE Act, which I'm a fan of. I'm all about the SAVE Act. The scandal was, hey, pass the SAVE Act. What's the SAVE Act? It guarantees illegals can't vote in a national election. Kind of. I should probably do a little spoiler for you here. It is September 23rd today. There's not a snowball's chance in Hades anything in the SAVE Act would be implemented in time for the election. That's not something that would have happened anyway. But okay, I'm all about the SAVE Act. But we argue about, should we have attached it? Should we not have attached it? I don't understand. What was the smart move? Do we pass it temporarily? What? The scandal is the CR itself. But we've been suffering from daily beatings in a prison camp for so long, we've now been conditioned to simply accept, well, we're going to have a CR. Let's just see how bad it is. Any CR is a horrible scandal. And the CRs, the spending, they are what's responsible for the inflation that is affecting your life. I know it is easy and it is convenient and it's campaign season, so we all do it. It's easy and convenient to look at the White House and look at Joe Biden and look at Kamala Harris and say, they did inflation to you. And of course they did. They contributed to it. They signed all this stuff into law. They did. But the truth is, the inflation that is destroying your standard of living didn't come from the White House. It came from Congress. And it came from continuing resolutions that don't cut a single penny from the United States budget. They don't want to have to cut anything. They don't want to be accountable to you. They simply pass these things over and over and over and over again now, and they pretend like there'll be a fight each and every time, and there's never a fight. Oh, and did I mention, on top of the inflation stuff, we talk about the deep state a lot. The system. The evil communist bureaucracy that runs the country. The murderous bureaucracy that runs the country. It's killed before. It will kill again, because corrupt criminal organizations kill to protect themselves. But let me ask you, that DOJ, that FBI, that NSA, that IRS, Where do they get the money? You know, they have a budget. These organizations don't run on nothing. Just like any private organization, they have overhead, they have salaries, even bonuses. I can't believe that's a thing, but that's a thing. Where does the money come from? It comes from that CR that just sailed through. You can vote Donald Trump into the White House all day long as Republicans and Democrats continue to vote for CR after CR. The weaponization of government continues without end. That's a fact. Now, let's change the subject real quick. So I want to talk about this bounty the DOJ published today on Trump's head. They published a bounty for Trump. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Of course, Medal of Honor Monday coming up a half hour from now. I'll get to this DOJ publicizing the bounty on Trump's head. I just have to briefly discuss this before I get to that. I've decided there's something that's known as the death window. And I personally am in the death window as we speak. Don't cry for me. I don't think I'm going to die, but I don't know. I might. But here's what it is. When you have children, your children will get into activities. I was going to call them sports, but it doesn't have to be sports. It could be football, basketball, baseball, track. It could be chess club. It could be whatever. But they're going to have activities, and they're going to have friends, and they're going to have things they do. And as they get older, they seem to accumulate more and more of these things. I have practice here, and then a run there, and it's just endless. This last Friday, I was up at 5:30 taking my kid to cross country. The next day, Saturday morning, while you were sleeping in, the entire family was up at 5:30 driving to a cross country tournament. And this is the period of time when the kids are in all these activities, yet none of them, well, I should say neither of them since I only have two, neither of them are old enough to drive yet. This is known as the death window, where you have no life anymore. There is no more life. You're essentially an unpaid Uber driver. And all you do is just drive kids back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth without end. All right, back to the bounty on Trump's head. So, there's such a thing as guided discovery. You ever heard of that? Guided discovery? Ever heard that phrase? So, allow me to explain. It can be done in positive ways, and it can be done in negative ways. If I, one of my sons is a terrible eater, like me. He doesn't like vegetables. He would rather eat pizza and cheeseburgers. It's an effort to get him to eat healthy. I can yell at him to eat healthier, and we can make him eat his veggies, and we do, but maybe I have a magazine sitting out on the table where he's right by where he sits, and it's talking about the benefits of nutrition. Maybe he'll be bored. Oh, look, magazine there. That kind of thing. That's called guided discovery, right? And it can work for negative as well. This is going to come back to the DOJ thing. Just stay with me. It can work for negative as well, you see. You know how I used to drink too much? I've told you that before. Well, back when I had a problem, I would want the wife to come along with me. Hey, let's get after it. Let's go out. Let's do this. And she's not really like that. That's not really her thing for the most part. So what would I do? I can't come home and say, hey, here's a 12-pack. Let's get after it. Instead, I would be really manipulative. People who are doing bad things generally are manipulative. I would say, hey, let's go out. Date night. Now, it's not like I didn't want a date night with her, but I knew if I could get her out, get her in Red Lobster. Hey, there's the margarita. What, Chris? They have a Mountain Dew-arita, or at least they used to. Anyway, no, it's great. Anyway, if I can get her in Red Lobster, then the chances of her getting manipulated to come along with me increase. Right? I haven't forced a beer on her. I've simply set up the situation to where the chances she's going to want one or walk into one are greatly, greatly increased. Guided discovery, if you will. Kind of a different way to do it. What do we have right now with Donald Trump and the constant threats on his life and attempts on his life? Well, let's set aside something for a moment. Let's set aside the suspicions you have and suspicions I have about how organizationally a lot of this stuff seems like it's coming from a higher power. Let's set that aside for a moment. I'm not telling you not to believe that. I believe that, but let's set that aside for a moment. What do we have? What we have is a country, this goes back to the culture of assassination talk we've been talking about. We have a country where Democrats in office, Democrats in their government positions, Democrats in the media, Democrats in Hollywood, Democrat after Democrat after Democrat after Democrat, which is essentially just saying communist after communist after communist. They want Donald Trump to die. They do. They want Donald Trump to die. After all, we've called him Hitler repeatedly. Who wants Hitler to live? Everyone wants Hitler to die. So that's a situation we're in. They've created that situation. And so from that, what are they doing? They're doing the best they can to just kind of work everything out where if an assassin happens to stumble across Donald Trump with a weapon, he would use it. Even if they're not organizing and funding these things, they are doing a gigantic guided discovery on America's population. Oh, we're the Secret Service. Do we not have anybody up on the roof? Oh, it was hot that day. Oh, did we ignore the warnings from the cops? Oh, sorry. I guess the radio communications, they were a little staticky. I guess they, oh, you wanted the recordings, the radio recordings? Whoops, we lost those. Oh, Donald Trump is golfing? Oh, here I am. I'm in Starbucks. Oh, did I happen to drop his daily schedule on the ground in front of a bunch of left-wingers? Whoopsie, sorry about that. Oh, the shooter might be on one of the holes of the golf course with a gun. We don't need to do any forward patrols for 12 hours. Forget about it. Guided discovery. Today, the DOJ published something. I said, I was trying to go for publicized there, Chris, but then I went published and anyway, whatever. They published something. Why did they publish this letter? You see, the letter they published was Trump's attempted assassin. He says a lot of things in there. But one of the things he says is he's offering a large sum of money to kill Donald Trump. I should note, he doesn't have any money. This is him on tape begging for $5.
When I call back home and say, hey, I need $5 so I can, you know, put enough money together to get a vest for a Ukrainian, and I get no response.
He doesn't have any money, so don't bother trying to collect that bounty. But he wrote down that he wants to pay somebody $150,000 to kill Donald Trump. Okay, well, he's a wingnut. That's not surprising. Why would the DOJ publicize it? The DOJ, for years and years, has done everything they can to protect the people they want protected. Remember the radical Islamic jihadist who gunned down 48 people in a nightclub? I think it was 48 in Orlando, Florida. Remember the Biden Justice Department /FBI edited the transcripts to eliminate any references to Islam or Muhammad? Remember that? Or ISIS? Remember that? Edited. What? That's weird. Remember the tranny shooter in Nashville? Some nutball tranny walks in, murders a bunch of kids and teachers, had this manifesto, which we've now read, with a bunch of anti-Christian, anti-white, anti-American stuff in there. And everyone bent over backwards to keep that transcript hidden at any cost so the trannies didn't look bad. All these things keep getting hidden. But some guy tries to blow Donald Trump's head off, and he pens a letter offering a bounty on his head, and the DOJ publicizes. Oh, and then tried to retract it. Whoops! Did that get out there? Oh, whoa! My bad, guys! What are they doing? You know what they're doing. It's guided discovery. Oh, did we happen to announce to everyone on the planet that someone's offering $150,000 to murder Donald Trump? Oh, dang. Whoops. Our bad. Total mistake. You think they don't know somebody? There's some crazy commie wingnut out there who's going to act on that? Of course they know. Oh, you don't have to pay for the assassination. Just drop that bounty on the ground, and if someone happens to pick it up, hey, little guided discovery. Look at that. Found another assassin. All the time. All the time. All right. Let's move on. Let's do a couple emails, do some other stuff. Before we do that, let's deal with the money situation. What I said about Congress earlier was true, you know. Even if we take back the White House, your inflation doesn't get better until Congress stops spending. That's the truth. So what in the world do you do with your money? Well, hard assets is what you do with it. Hard assets. What are the big rich guys doing? The big financial firms, nation states, what are they buying up as fast as they can buy it up right now? They're buying up real estate. Why? Well, when you own a home, no matter what happens, and I know housing markets go up and down, no matter what happens, you have tangible value that lasts because it's a hard asset. Can you say that about your dollar? Done-for-you real estate is for normal people to begin their investments in real estate. It's so you can buy a home rent it out. And Done For You Real Estate will handle all this for you. The rental, the financing, everything. Go find out what they can do for you. DoneForYouJesse.com. DoneForYouJesse.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Of course, it's Medal of Honor Monday, and that's 10 minutes from now. Then we're going to dig into how they take over the legitimizing institutions, meaning the institutions that grant legitimacy. The communist, instead of getting legitimate, he'll take over those institutions and get his legitimacy that way. I'll explain that in more depth in a bit. I'm going to do a couple emails some way behind. Master Nipple Splinter. Hey, you guys. Listening to Thursday's first hour got me thinking. Obviously, with the losers we have on our side, like Lindsey Graham, McConnell, Kendall, Lankford, and many more, too many to list, were they always against the people when they first got into office but had to hide it for a while? Or did they get corrupted from other politicians that showed them the true benefits of power? His name is Phil. These losers we send to Washington, D.C. in the Republican Party. They sound so good on the campaign trail. I'm going to build the wall, cut spending, run these dirty commies out of women's sports. You know, they love talking about that now. I don't know why women's sports is the only thing we have to protect. But anyway, they love talking about that now. They get there and they don't do anything about it. Well, I'm going to explain. I think I used this analogy a long time ago. I'm going to use it again. Right. So here's what it is. I want you to picture a medieval city, the big medieval city. Okay. And it's a big city, lots of different neighborhoods, parts to it. But in the center of the city is where the king and all the king's men live. And it's this gigantic, beautiful castle. It's beautiful. And they're always having these important meetings and issuing laws and decrees and people. All right, so it's the important place. It's the nicest place in the city. It's where the best food is. It's where everything is. Everyone else is just trying to earn a living, trying to get by, okay? And in this castle, they are constantly abusing the people with the laws they pass and the things they do. They're taking this, they're taking that, abusing the people, abusing the people, abusing the people without end. And so you decide you're going to try to put a stop to it. And you're going to run for office. I'm going to go there and I'm going to get in that castle and I am going to burn that thing down. I am going to get there and I'm going to change how things are done in the castle. Trust me, vote for me. And so you run for office, you run really hard. And maybe, let me give you the benefit of the doubt. This won't apply to a lot of them, but I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say you're a true believer and a true reformer when you're running. You want to make a difference. You want to make a change. You see how the people are being abused. You want things better for everyone around you, and you are going to take care of the corruption in that castle. Yeah. And you win your election. Woo! What a day! You're going to the castle, baby! What a day! And you kiss your wife goodbye. You kiss your husband goodbye. Kids goodbye. First day you're supposed to go, get sworn in. You leave your little 2-3-bedroom home and you head down to the castle. And you get to the castle and you're there to reform it because this castle sucks. And they open up the doors and there's a red carpet laid out for you. There's a band. They're playing. They have an entire staff. You've never had a staff in your entire life. There's 20, 30 people there waiting for you at your beck and call. Hey, can I get you a cup of coffee? How about a shoulder rub? As you walk down the red carpet with the band playing and the staffers supporting you, you walk into this beautiful, majestic castle. It's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen in your life. Gold everywhere, white marble. They walk you down to your office, and here you are, normal guy, and your office is like four rooms. It's like 2,000, 3,000 square feet. You got 15, 20 staffers. Man, oh, hey, welcome to the castle. Appreciate you. Filet mignon in an hour. It's party time. You gonna be there? Let me ask you, how sure are you that by the end of day one, forget week one, day one, you still are as passionate about burning down that castle as you were when you were running for office? You think that passion would remain? Even when people, and most of these guys are not true believers, I need to clarify, Republican politicians, it's not that they learn how to fight. What they learn is what you want to hear. And so when they're bouncing from office to office, they're going from state house to state senate and eventually Congress. And when they want to make the leak from Congress to Senate, what they've learned over the years is how to pretend to give a crap about you, how to pretend to want to fight the system, how to pretend to say the things you want to hear. But the truth is, power is intoxicating. And Washington, D.C. itself is intoxicating. I've been back there several times, various political events when I was running for office. I've been in the office of multiple members of the House and multiple senators. I've been in the office, and let me tell you something. You want to hear something? It's really cool. And it feels powerful. And it feels important. And it feels not quite as important to burn it all down once you're sitting there in your corner office overlooking the capital of the United States of America. We keep sending reformers and they keep walking into the castle and getting seduced by it. And that's part of the problem when you send weaklings, like when you send James Lankford, he has no chance. That ginger eunuch has no chance to withstand Washington, D.C. None. This is going to eat him alive. All right, whatever. Let's talk about some heroes. Talk about Medal of Honor Monday. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco. Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.